Accessibility Tidbits, June 1, 2026. From mountaintop milestones to sensory-friendly celebrations, this issue of Accessibility Tidbits shines a light on the people, ideas, and innovations reshaping what inclusion can look like. We're exploring everything from a potential history-making Deafblind Everest Summit and Canada's world-leading accessible currency to the growing movement reframing dyslexia as a strength rather than a limitation. You'll also discover powerful personal stories, practical accessibility tools, and one parking lot showdown that turned into an unexpected lesson in disability rights. Progress can take many forms. Sometimes it looks like a policy change, and sometimes it looks like finally being seen. Also in this issue, Tilting the Lens and the Met, a story of accessibility and representation in costume art. Jason Dunkerley, Running Towards My Own Truth. Surrey, BC, hosts first-ever BC Walk and Roll Accessibility Parade. The promise of an appropriate education for every child with a disability is under strain. Thinkerbell launches inclusivelymade.ai to increase disability representation. So, whether it's breaking barriers, changing perceptions, or redesigning the everyday, there's plenty to explore in this issue. Let's get into it. Woman may become the first deafblind person to summit Everest with the help of a U of T researcher. Mountaineer Carolina Pacanite is aiming to become the first deafblind person to summit Mount Everest with the help of groundbreaking wearable technology. A team led by researchers at the University of Toronto, Mississauga, has developed a haptic vest that uses vibration signals to guide her safely up the mountain, turning accessibility innovation into a powerful tool for independence, adventure, and representation. Step into Michigan's history through an accessible museum experience. The Michigan History Museum in Lansing is fully accessible, featuring automatic doors, elevators to all floors, wheelchair-accessible restrooms, and designated parking near the barrier-free south entrance. Limited Braille assists with wayfinding. For planning, visitors can explore the museum online through an AbleEyes virtual tour before visiting, ensuring a smooth and inclusive experience. Canada has one of the most accessible currencies in the world. Canada's currency is a powerful example of accessible design done right. From large, easy-to-read numbers and distinct colors to built-in Braille features, Canadian banknotes are intentionally designed to support people who are blind or have low vision, while making money easier for everyone to use. It's a reminder that when accessibility is built in from the start, inclusion becomes part of everyday life, not an afterthought. Made by Dyslexia reframes a diagnosis. Made by Dyslexia has teamed up with Clemenger, BBDO, Finch, and Arden Graft to challenge outdated ideas about dyslexia through a powerful new animated film. What is Dyslexia? Follows a young girl named Lola as she transforms fear into self-belief after discovering the extraordinary achievements of famous dyslexic innovators, athletes, and artists. Reframing dyslexia not as a limitation, but as a different way of seeing the world. How a woman's lupus journey reflects reality behind disease. For years, Ruth Wilson's lupus symptoms were dismissed or misdiagnosed, until one final test revealed her kidneys were failing. Her story highlights the devastating reality of autoimmune diseases, which affect millions worldwide and are often invisible, misunderstood, and difficult to diagnose. Now, researchers are making major breakthroughs, from experimental CAR-T therapies to new insights into how these diseases develop, offering fresh hope for future treatments and earlier intervention. Northern Ireland has become the first part of the UK to offer free sign language classes to deaf children and their families, following the passing of a landmark new law. The legislation gives official recognition to both British Sign Language and Irish Sign Language, expands accessibility obligations for public services, and marks a major victory for the deaf community after decades of advocacy. Campaigners say the move is a significant step toward equality, inclusion, and greater opportunities for future generations. For professional dancer Christian Squires, dance was far more than an art form. It was a lifeline. Growing up with a speech impediment and learning disabilities, he often felt isolated and misunderstood. Through dance, he found confidence, discipline, and ultimately his voice. Now approaching 40, Squires credits movement with helping him overcome childhood challenges and inspiring his mission to use dance as a tool for healing, self-expression, and helping others release trauma. Chuck E. Cheese is taking a meaningful step toward inclusion with the launch of its new sensory-sensitive birthday parties, designed specifically for children with autism and sensory needs. Created in partnership with Autism Speaks, the initiative offers quieter environments, flexible sensory options, and calmer celebrations so that more families can enjoy milestone moments without overwhelm. It's another reminder that accessibility isn't about lowering the fun, it's about making sure everyone gets invited to it. For many families, a power outage is frustrating. For others, it can be life-threatening. New research from Argentina highlights the harsh reality faced by people who rely on electricity-powered medical equipment, such as ventilators, oxygen concentrators, and feeding pumps. The study reveals how disability, energy poverty, and caregiving burdens intersect, and why access to reliable electricity must be treated not as a luxury, but as a fundamental human right. The best kitchen tools for people with disabilities. For one chef, conversations about accessibility start at home. Inspired by his wife's experiences growing up with a father disabled by polio, he began exploring ways to make kitchens more inclusive. After speaking with occupational therapists, disability advocates, and educators, he discovered a simple truth. Adaptive kitchen tools don't just benefit people with disabilities. They often make cooking safer, easier, and more comfortable for everyone. From ergonomic utensils to simplified appliances, inclusive design has the power to improve everyday life far beyond the disability community. The parking trap. Why a greedy manager's towing threat backfired into a front-row lesson in disability rights. A retired police officer with a disability found himself at the center of a workplace parking standoff after management threatened to tow his car for parking in customer spaces, despite him intentionally choosing a spot far from the entrance to avoid inconveniencing anyone. In response, he simply moved his vehicle to a designated accessible parking space and proudly displayed his handicap placard. The situation quickly highlighted an important reality. Accessible parking exists for the people who genuinely need it, not just when it's convenient for everyone else. Looking for inclusive travel destinations? Arizona, the Grand Canyon State, Lansing, Michigan, Penticton, BC, Friuli Venezia Giulia, Visit Lauderdale, the Palm Beaches, Thunder Bay, Ontario, 2S LGBTQIA+ Welcoming and Accessible Adventures. More travel deals? Check out Accessible Go. Want to know before you go?